From the shores of the Colorado River on the beautiful Parker Strip, you're listening to the Parker Livecast.
And then I told that clown, I said, "You get your big red schnoz out of my face!" and then he jumped on his jet ski and left, so that was the end of that.
Clown on a jet ski.
Right.
Never seen that.
It was crazy. Welcome to the Parker Livecast, episode number 8. I wasn't really telling a story. There was nothing
to do. This is the 8th.
This is the 8th time.
Has it really been 8? I mean, that's kind of...
That's 2 months.
It's 2 months.
That's too much.
It's 2 months.
That's 2 months. It's been
good. God help you people who are still listening in.
I will tell you this though. We've gotten a lot of positive feedback, not only locally but abroad, so it's good.
We have indeed.
Good.
Melissa Wright, welcome back to the Parker Livecast.
Thank you. I've been away for a couple weeks.
You sure have. Mike Collins, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good week. What's been going on? Anything much?
Nope.
You were in LA last week.
Yeah, last week LA. It was, you know, typical LA.
Typical LA. Yeah.
Anything going on, Jimmy? Anything happening in your world?
It's pretty crazy. You know, I was telling you guys before we went on air, you know, the day and age, you know, we're doing a podcast here on the internet and, you know, and podcasting and internet radio and how small the world has become
right. Because
of the internet, you know, and just telling a story about I played a YouTube clip of somebody that I knew of but had no access to, and 2 days later I record a 30-minute interview with them because they saw that I aired it on my show.
No, it's
you
so
know,
cool.
But it's just funny. Awesome. You're talking about small world and, you know, and people internationally listening to this, and, you know, it's just nuts.
I know. It's so cool. Jim played on his show, the Down and Dirty Show, a clip from last week's Parker Livecast. How did that go down?
It went good. I mean, it aired it, and, you know, everybody knows John Tube in the off-road world. I mean, I've got some other listeners who probably don't have a clue who he is. Sorry, John. But, no, everybody kept going, though. They're like, that was such a great interview because you guys have so much fun on that podcast. And I think a lot of people are going to check it out just because we had so much fun, and, you know, it was just us being us.
It is.
It's always fun.
It is fun. I'll tell you what wasn't fun. You know, the other day, speaking of this week, I sat in a room full of first responders and healthcare workers who were learning about how to prep for Ebola.
Mm.
And I'm sitting there in this really somber room, and I wrote about it for Parker Live earlier this week. People who will be touching the blood of the people who are affected by Ebola and who are being told in this meeting that a fifth of a teaspoon contains 10 billion particles of the Ebola virus, a fifth of a teaspoon. Wow. And they're going to have to be out there, the first guys that if there is ever a case anywhere near here, that they'll be the ones doing it. Then they start talking about the exponential growth of this virus and how if you do all the numbers and you take sort of the current rate of growth and you extend it out over the next bunch of months, by pretty early in 2015, you're up to millions and millions of cases in the world, most of them, of course, in West Africa, but the likelihood of them jumping to the U.S. again stays pretty high unless you get a real containment on it. So I just hope they get a real containment on it. But it was so boring, I will tell you that, to sit in this room and hear all about Ebola.
Did you say so boring?
Sobering.
Oh, sobering. Okay.
So were you
drunk?
Yeah,
so
you were
much.
Pretty drunk when you went in there and you sobered you up?
That's exactly right. That is exactly right.
You went in there buzzed. You came out disappointed.
I think it was a morning meeting, too, so you must have had a lot of Bloody Marys.
A lot of Bloody Marys.
The people with...
You know, a fifth of a teaspoon of a Bloody Mary contains 10 billion. Is it really 10 billion particles?
10 billion particles.
God, I can't even count that high.
You get people with masks giving you lunch, you know?
Well, that's good.
Mike can't hold it together over there. Just watching.
One of my friends sent me a picture. He was in... Madison, Wisconsin airport, and he texts me this picture of this lady that looked like, you know, she was in a hazmat uniform.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In the airport, like, get ready to get on the airplane that she's that afraid, you know?
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Yeah.
Talk about going overboard.
Right,
some
I'm not going to do that.
People are in a panic about
it. Well, you got to keep it in perspective, too, you know? I posted a couple things on my Facebook this week. One of them is, more people have been married to Kim Kardashian than Americans have been killed with Ebola.
Yes,
or like the top 10 times, like this was a thought that I had. If you take the top 10 times that you have come closest to death in your life, probably 8 or 9 of them at least have involved an automobile. And it's and you know, you take that risk every day that you go out pretty much. And you know, we're worried about Ebola, this thing that, did anyone see that chart that showed the two people in comparison to the 320 million people who do not have Ebola?
Well, what's funny about the whole thing is, is you talk about Ebola and how bodily fluids can, you know, transfer it and, you know, in blood and this and that. And how,
if there's something I love talking about, Jimmy, on a podcast, it is bodily fluids.
Yeah, well, it might be the wrong podcast for that. But, but no, I mean, two people have Ebola and everybody's worried about it.
Yeah.
How about HIV? Because it's transmitted through bodily fluids by blood. And how many people in the United States have it? Wouldn't you be more worried about catching HIV
you should be.
Than you are Ebola?
Yeah. You should be much more worried about that, yeah. But, I mean, I have to tell you, I think it was a good meeting for these guys to have. I am glad, and, you know, it struck me whenever I was talking to Marion Schantz, who's the director of the public health department here in La Paz County, and she was telling me about the powers that the public health department has to quarantine individuals if they ever need to, or like to have law enforcement sit on them and watch their house and make sure that they don't leave. Like, there are powers here that in West Africa they do not have. And so it makes me glad. And when, you know, when she was talking to me, I started to realize, you know, I am talking right now to the only line of defense that I personally, living where I do, have against any of these pathogens that could kill me. So it's kind of cool that she's doing her job and that there are people doing this stuff and having this meeting and figuring this stuff out so that we don't have to worry about it.
I mean, do you think it's really going to be the pandemic that it, I mean, you know.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
But either. I think that's just because we're taking
it
seriously
with
now.
Anthrax. Remember anthrax, 9/11, dude? Everybody's losing their head about anthrax.
You better brush up on your Walking Dead, figure out how to survive the apocalypse.
Exactly. I need to start watching that show.
Better catch up on those back episodes so we all know how to survive.
I need to start. I've never watched one episode of Walking Dead, believe it or not.
You haven't? It's a great show.
And once
it's not because I'm a zombie fan. It's a very well-written show with the character development. And, you know, I never thought I'd say that about a zombie show.
But seriously,
it's a quality show.
It's not for the squeamish, though. I can only watch like one episode at a time. And then
Did you see the one where KFC was a sponsor of the show last year and they got in all kinds of trouble? Because it was like this, you know, here we are talking zombies on this podcast. It's a great story. I'll keep it short.
Hey, we're coming up to Halloween, Jimmy.
This is perfectly timed.
There's no better time to do it.
Last year, KFC, they got into some big deal, dropped their sponsorship of The Walking Dead because there's a scene and they closed it out where the zombies got these guts, you know, everywhere, and this zombie's just chomping on this, you know, on this person's stomach, and they're screaming, you know, and they're alive. And then they cut to a commercial, and it goes, "KFC, are you hungry?" And it shows a big bucket of chicken, and it was literally half a second afterwards. And
KFC, I do not want a bucket of chicken. I just saw some guy's intestines being eaten.
None of that, please.
Sign up for a little salmonella.
Right.
So it's well written, though.
That's good.
It's well written. I mean, if you notice in that third scene, the zombies weren't so much as they were. That is perfect. It is beautiful. How
did
do you even
see
spell?
The acting in that one?
You struck the perfect tone, writers. Well done. Well done.
Well done.
Another big thing that happened this past week was Arizona now gets gay marriage. And our good friends Lindy and Cherry, they were the first in La Paz County here in Parker to get a marriage license. So they went in and they duly paid their $75. And it was sort of a crazy moment for them because they've been together for 14 years. Most people who have been together for 14 years
are divorced.
We're hating each other.
And that was a joke. That was a joke that I made on the way out because I went over there with them and I was like, "Well, when do you get the divorce license?"
When does that go?
Yeah, we have some equality. So I took this little video. Listen to this. You'll just get the audio of it.
You will solemnly swear or affirm that the information you have given me today is true and correct to the best of your knowledge.
Yes.
Yes.
So that was it, just like that.
Yeah. So then they proceed and they're writing things. Lindy has her hand up the whole time. You know, they both have their right hand up, swearing to God or swearing to the state or swearing to the flag or whatever they swear to.
I thought they were waving.
Oh, and she forgot to put it down. It's so cute. She just stood there with it up.
Listen to this.
Wait, it's on here. I got my hand up.
You really swear?
I really, really swear.
So
I don't remember doing that when I got married. I don't remember having to do that when I got my marriage license.
Just to get the license. Yeah, I was trying to think about that. Do they make...
What is that?
I got mine in Minnesota.
I got mine in Ireland. It's probably not even legal over here. But anyway...
You're not even married.
Melissa's on the market.
All right.
I'm not even married. Anyway, congratulations to Lindy and Cherry and all other couples who can now be married. Some of them after like a lifetime together. which is really crazy, and it's sort of changing. The whole landscape is changing, and it's becoming harder and harder and harder to find people under the age of 40 who think that we should still be trying to keep gay people from getting married. Like, it's just becoming a more and more endangered species, and I think that's a really good thing. So Parker Live congratulates Lindy and Cherry and everybody else as well. And you might be doing a wedding soon, right?
Yeah, I might be marrying a couple.
Josh can officiate at weddings. Yeah. I don't know if you guys know
this. I've done like 10 weddings now.
Is that right?
I have possibly 3 in November that I'm doing.
How many of them are divorced?
But none of them, actually. I have a really good record.
You can
officiate weddings. Huh? Yeah, it makes it sound like it's a basketball. Okay.
I know, I can officiate. Holding hands is a good thing. Travel to your honeymoon.
So
offsides in the bedroom.
So you may be doing your first same-sex marriage at some point?
Yes, and it could be the first in La Paz County.
Right.
Yeah.
Because as far as I know it, you know, Lindy and Cherry were the first to take a marriage license and pay their $75, take the marriage license away, but they don't. It's not until they return it that they're actually married, right? Yeah. Go ahead. You tell me.
Well, no, I was telling my parents. Well, I was telling my dad. He's a little more accepting of that. My mom's not so much old school, but I don't know. So my mom removed herself from the room when I was telling my dad. Yeah, I'm going to be doing a few marriages, a few weddings in November. Really, who? And I was like, well, it's just these people, Eric and Keani, and then also Johnson and blah, blah, blah. And then there's Donna and Kate. And my dad's like, Donna and Kate? Like, nickname? I was like, no, it's 2 women. And my mom was like, I hear my mom behind me like, what? You know, and my dad's like, yeah, you know what? I don't care anymore. Good for them.
All right. Good for them.
I was like, all right, cool. Go.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's a new era.
It is.
Life's too short. Let people be happy.
That's right. I also made my first Apple Pay purchase the other day.
Did you really?
Yeah.
We're starting to accept that all over the place.
It's a dear diary moment.
What's funny, though, is we were talking about where we could go to dinner for tonight. And John was like, well, we could either go to Safeway and I could get stuff to make a salad, or I could go to Subway because I have not used their Apple Pay.
Right.
That's how he's making his
dining. Collect the whole set of Apple Pay in Parker.
I know. I'm all
surprised.
It was the easiest payment I've ever made for anything ever. So I grabbed my phone and I saw when the update came down. It was like 10:30 on Monday morning. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna use this. I'm gonna go wherever it can be used and use it. And I knew that McDonald's did it, so I thought I'd go over there and buy like a Coke Zero, you know, and just test it out. So I load the software onto my iPhone. Mike is laughing at me.
Yeah, because you almost sound like a criminal. I'm gonna go out right now.
I know.
I'm gonna go to McDonald's.
Like obsessed.
Right?
I'm gonna brandish my phone.
I'm gonna case the joint. Anyway, so I get the stuff onto my phone. You know, it's very simple. Just a little software update. And I go over to McDonald's and I have my credit card loaded on there and everything already. But I wanted to start with a blank screen, no apps open, nothing, because I wanted to prove to myself that it was going to be a way to pay that would be compelling or that would be a good thing to do. So I keep it in my pocket. And when I get to the cashier, to the counter, I say to the lady, let me just get a large drink. And she takes the cup out. And as she's taking the cup out, she punches it in. She says, that'll be $111. And I take my phone out. And before she puts the cup in my hand, I've paid for it. It comes out of my pocket. I didn't know really what to do, so I just kind of put my phone near to the reader. And suddenly, boom, pops right up on the screen the amount, the credit card that I'm using that was already preloaded, and I think maybe the merchant. Maybe it says McDonald's. Maybe it doesn't. And little Touch ID thing. I press my finger to the plate, and boom, it comes up with a little check mark. Done. I've already paid. The receipt pops out on her end, and it all happens before I get the cup in my hand. Wow. It was so quick, so easy. Wow. I put the phone back in my pocket. Easiest payment I've ever made by far.
Jeez.
And quicker than anything else I've done. So, and more secure.
So what was your second experience with Apple Pay?
So this is a fun story. So
he was so excited to show us. He goes, now don't make a scene. Let me go into to Circle K. Don't make a scene. Don't make it look like we're looking to use Apple Pay.
Right. So I go into
be real casual. Be cool, man. Be cool. I'm gonna take my phone out and go beep bitty bop bitty boo and it's gonna charge.
At the same time he's like, well, hurry up and get something. It was Tyler and I
want to know, were you the first one to use Apple Pay in McDonald's?
Yes.
So the lady was like, wow.
I was probably, honestly, one of the first in the state, I would imagine, because I got the update and then went straight out and used it. I don't know how many people are going to do that.
We need to get a scale in here, because 6 months from now, we need to weigh John like today and then 6 months from now, because he knows McDonald's takes Apple Pay, so he's going to start going there daily and getting
exactly.
Just in six months,
I do the Apple Pay again. Can you hand me that double cheeseburger, please? I would like a hot apple pie. I would like a hot apple pie. Thank you.
Yeah, gotta be careful, dude. Are there any health food stores that take Apple Pay?
please, some health food store open with Apple Pay. Well, so I went to Circle K upriver. Now, you wouldn't think that Circle K upriver would take Apple Pay because it's barely opened up. I mean, there's only a certain number of retailers that have it, you know, McDonald's and Subway and big name retailers like that. But I saw the little, I think I remember seeing the little symbol on the Circle K reader. That it's like a little Wi-Fi symbol or something, like a signal, you know, and that logo indicates that they have the technology. So I'm like, I wonder if Circle K would do it. And it's not on the list. Like, you go to Apple's website, not there. It doesn't say Circle K
upriver.
Right? It doesn't say Circle K upriver, Parker, Arizona on the Apple website. So we show up to Circle K. She buys a bag of Skittles.
A worthy purchase.
Right. So I'm like...
well, there's $3.
He said, is that one of those new phones, the iPhone 6? And I go, yeah. I was going to try the Apple Pay. Oh, no, we don't take those transactions. He seemed to be very sure about the knowledge that Circle K does not accept Apple Pay. And I go, that sucks. Well, and so he's turning around. He's talking to some other people. I get the phone and I put it over the little...
sneaky?
Yeah. I put it over the little reader and it goes... bloop, just like it did in McDonald's. Shall I touch the little thumbprint thing?
Shall I touch it?
So I touched it, and bloop, done. And the receipt comes out, and it worked. And the guy goes, okay, that'll be $2.25 or whatever. And I go, I think I just paid with Apple Pay. And he goes, what?
He had like a panicked look on his face.
Yeah, he goes, you're not allowed to do that.
Apple Pay virginity.
Yeah.
He felt violated.
He says, dude, I know, right? He busted his Apple Pay charity.
He says you're not allowed to do that. I don't think you're allowed to do that.
Yeah, so, he was like, the boss has told us we can't take Apple Pay. We're not allowed to do that. We're not allowed to do that. And John's like, well, I already paid. He's like, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Call the police.
It was this whole...
This guy waved his phone.
Yeah. It was this whole weird moment, man. Like,
yeah. I need to get an Apple 6 or iPhone 6 rather, so that I can do that.
Try this out.
I can't do that with my phone currently.
I really am impressed with it, and I really do think it's like the best purchase I've ever made. In other words, just the easiest, and the fact that I'm not giving my name to anybody, I'm not giving my credit card number to anybody, I'm not giving my signature to anybody, or I'm not putting in a PIN number, none of that nonsense. I'm not like exposing, you know, my payment information.
You know, a lot of people probably don't know that it goes off your thumbprint onto the phone. So if you gave me your phone, I can't go running around using Apple Pay.
Yeah, it is secure.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's very secure.
Yeah, so someone says to me the other day on my Facebook, yeah, but what if someone takes your phone and goes in a buying spree? They can't.
Nope.
They can't. And not only
unless they take your thumb, too, which is a real possibility.
Yeah, that is a possibility. Wonder, like, are they going to have like a spree of crime where they steal the phones and people's thumbs? And
it's like, hey, man, can I borrow your thumb?
Yeah, but is it going to be useful to steal someone's thumb for the kind of purchase that you'd make with a debit card?
Yeah, dude, Skittles, man.
I know, right?
Skittles and
some
a Coke Zero
for candy.
They are
exciting.
Good. They are
carry
good.
Carry around a thumb on a keychain? Check it out. It's like a rabbit's foot, you know? Gotta be careful with that stuff. Criminals are always one step ahead.
They're always one step ahead, man. Always one step ahead.
Jeez.
Well, this week, we thought we would talk to the guy who founded River Dave's place.
Yes, River Dave himself.
AKA River Dave. Dave, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Hey, what's happening?
Well, I've been a little under the weather, but pretty excited for the weekend.
Yeah, what's going on? You have a flu or something?
I got some kind of weird respiratory infection or something. I don't know.
Right.
I've had it for about a month.
You got some
kind of fever?
Valley fever?
Yeah, probably. I don't know.
Dave, I've never met you. My name is John, but I guess you know Josh. You probably know Jimmy Beaver. And you might know Mike Collins, too. He's sitting in here.
He knows me.
You know
I know Mike Collins.
Yeah.
You know all these guys, huh?
Absolutely.
How come we've never met?
I don't know, bud. I guess we haven't had the opportunity yet, but I look forward to it soon.
Absolutely. So tell me a little bit about your website. It's insanely popular. It's been around for a while now, right? When did you start River Dave's Place?
You know, I started it 7 years ago as a kind of a hobby website just for, you know, my buddies. And it was primarily geared towards Parker, Arizona, obviously, for just kind of custom builds, custom boats, and things like that.
Mm-hmm. People who are interested in the kind of stuff that they come to Parker for?
Yeah, you know, kind of the desert lifestyle, you know, motorsports and boats and off-road, things like that.
And where are you from? Where do you live, Dave?
I live in Lake Havasu, Arizona.
Were you elsewhere first when you first started the site?
Yeah, I'll give you the Reader's Digest version. I owned a prototype aerospace machine shop down in San Diego. I actually grew up in San Diego my whole life.
Uh-huh.
And when the economy tanked, I, like a lot of other people, felt it, and it pretty much took like a rug out from underneath me, you know.
Right.
It took out my business, and I had this little hobby website, and right around the same time, the most popular boating magazine was Hot Boat Magazine, and they had gone through some owner changes, and they made some interesting decisions regarding their forums. And their forums took a nosedive overnight, and a lot of the people landed on my website.
Oh, wow. Well, that was fortuitous for you.
Yeah, actually. And then I got involved with Performance Boats with Chris, and we kind of launched their website. And we, you know, I did it for a lot of fun for a lot of years. And one day I looked at my wife and I said, you know, I don't really have a lot going on with the machining world. Why don't we give this a go and see if we can't go make a living out of it?
Wow,
so
nice.
We moved out here to Lake Havasu, and I've been doing the website thing ever since.
What you're telling me is you're full time at River Dave's Place.
Absolutely, yeah. We are actually currently the largest media outlet for performance boating on the West Coast.
Wow. Do you know how many users you have now?
You know, I haven't checked it lately, but probably 15,000 that are actually logged in, you know, that have usernames.
Wow.
We have a reach of about 65,000.
Jeez.
And it's primarily SoCal people that are interested in Parker and Lake Havasu.
Yeah, and of course, there's a lot of people that always make that trek on weekends, summer weekends, and come out here.
Well, exactly. I was talking to Josh, and I guess that's the primary demographic of this radio show, isn't it?
That absolutely
exactly.
is, sir. So now, when you start, what year was it when you started this site?
2007, I believe.
Okay, so it's been a little while now. Yeah, I mean, I always hear about River Dave's Place, and everyone's on there and talking and hitting it back and forth and talking about the river, and it's a very, very cool thing. And I guess you're into is it primarily the river stuff, or is it desert stuff too?
Well, you know what separates River Dave's Place from most of the other boards? If you go on forums, generally, forums are on topic. So if you go on like a side-by-side forum, if you talk about anything other than side-by-sides, they'll delete it. And if you go on boating forums, it's kind of the same way. The common thread on mine is we're not a boating forum. We're just all boaters. So we talk about everything under the sun, from politics to side-by-sides to boats and anything that fits the general lifestyle of a weekend river rat, you know?
Right.
Yeah, because you're not going to be just boating. You're going to be out there in your side-by-side, or maybe if you're lucky enough, you own like a full-size off-road vehicle, and you're going to be out doing that. Trailer it out here on the weekend and have some fun.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I just bought a side-by-side this week from AZ West over here in Havasu.
Oh, nice. Very nice. What kind is it? Is it a Razor? Or?
I bought a Polaris Ranger Crew. I have three kids.
Oh, perfect.
So I couldn't fit them all in an XG1000 or a Terex 4. I had to get the school bus, unfortunately.
Nice. Those are still fun, though. Fun for the whole family.
Fun for the whole family.
Yeah. Now, one thing that I've noticed on the thread, I was just there today, there's a lot of talk about something coming up this weekend.
This weekend is kind of our main event. It's actually the Parker Enduro, and we started putting that on last year. We had a pretty good turnout, and everybody had a really good time. And so we're doing it again this year, and I'd like to thank Josh and especially Mary Hamilton for hooking us up with some of the local sponsors like Strokes. We're having a big banquet Friday night where we're actually feeding all the race teams and then paying out the top qualifiers for Friday.
Nice.
And as soon as the awards are over, we actually paid the Brianna Payne Band, which is a kind of a big name country western band out of Havasu. They're coming down and they're going to be playing at Strokes.
Oh, great.
In the parking lot from like 8 till midnight, and it's open for everybody.
Wow. That's
when when they're hearing this on Friday, they should consider going over to Strokes.
Head up to
night.
Strokes upriver. Everybody knows where that is. Yeah, right
that
there by
like it's
the golf
be a big
course.
Party.
It is. It's an excellent band.
Just going to talk a little bit about the Enduro. You know, some of the changes that we made is we actually turned it into a 2-day event. It used to be just a race on Saturday. And so what we've done is we've actually stretched it to a two-day event. We actually have qualifying on Friday. So the river will be closed from Blue Water Casino to Pirate's Den from around 11 a.m. on Friday till about 4 p.m. And then on Saturday is the main event. That's the race, and that'll start at 10 a.m. And it'll go till 3:30 or 4 is usually about the time that it ends.
I'm looking at the site right now. I'm looking at how many laps are there?
336 divided by 12. So
whatever that works out as. I'm trying to figure it out myself now.
Divided by 12. Yeah, that's
28. Yeah, it is a spectacle, isn't it?
It is. It's the last of the big endurance races. You know, there's not a lot of big endurance races for boating anymore. There's a lot of drag and circles, but not, you know, endurance racing is kind of what separates the men from the boys. There's a lot of attrition. You know, a lot of breakage and carnage going on out there all day long.
Right, right.
So there's an incredible amount of prep that goes into to an endurance boat. And, you know, the sport actually kind of took a dive, endurance racing did, back in the late 80s, early 90s, because it kind of came down to the outboards always winning. And so, anyhow, we got rid of the champ boats, and we're hoping to revive the race back to its former glory, you know, with factory teams and you know, a waiting line to get into the place, I guess you'd say.
Nice.
And I think we're kind of heading the right direction right there. All the feedback we've had is positive, and we got the community of Parker and the town back involved again, and you know, things are just really going well.
Well, that's one of the original races in Parker, is that enduro. Jim's grandfather raced in it. My grandfather raced in it years and years ago.
That's incredible.
So there's a lot of history in Parker and the Parker Strip when it comes to that enduro race. And my dad tells me about when they had that Le Mans start. It was like everybody would just rush down to the boat and take off, you know, way back when. And it was just very, very exciting. It's coming back. It's good to see it having a surge again.
Yeah, we can't actually have the Le Mans start anymore because it's kind of dangerous.
Yeah.
The insurance companies won't go for it. But we have the closest thing to it. We actually do line all the boats up. And we do launch them all in the first lap. That's one of the changes I made when I took over the race.
Great.
The other thing is we actually brought back the original course, so it is the full 12-mile course. And, you know, there's a lot of cool things, a lot of nostalgia, you know. The first year we did it last year, a lot of the drivers said it was really cool to actually race the original course. That's it's really difficult to pull off because you require so much safety and so much rescue to team a whole 12-mile lap.
Yeah, that's
a
lot of space.
Just for an example, this year we have 11 patrol boats, 6 rescue boats. I want to say we have 18 or 20 guys coming out of San Diego for rescue, flying in like 10 or 15 APBA officials for various different reasons. Mm. I mean, the staffing on this thing is huge. It's 60, 70 people come together to pull off the event.
Wow.
Now, for those people who are coming out for the race and are going to watch it, where are some ideal spots to watch the race from, Dave?
You know, the best spot is actually at the cantina at the Blue Water. You get to see the pits and the guys coming in and working on the boats and going back out there and racing.
So if you can get a spot there, that's a good spot.
That's a great spot. And the second spot is actually the Pirate's Den. A lot of people come down and camp there for the weekend, and they sit at the bar and they watch the race because the turn is literally right in front of the restaurant.
Mm, that's great. I like that turn, too.
So,
and I guess there's something about live streaming, Dave, too?
Yeah, that's correct. This year we actually hired a guy named Surf Rat TV, and he will be live streaming the event on Ustream. It will be on the front page of riverdaysplace.com. The window's already up there and live. So as soon as we start streaming, it'll go active. Or you can find it at Surf Rat TV on Ustream. I don't know the exact link.
Did you have a background where you knew how to do websites and stuff before you did that, or was that kind of cold turkey for you?
You know, I get that a lot. A lot of people ask me computer questions, and I'll tell you the truth, a computer is not much more than an expensive desk lamp to me. I'm really not a computer guy. I got hooked up with a guy named John Owen, who's a friend of mine. He's my IT guy, and we have a couple of guys that we work with for graphics and things like that.
But, I mean, in the early days, did you still have sort of his help and that sort of thing?
Yeah, John and me started the website together. He's my business partner in the website.
I see.
And, you know, if it comes down to anything technical, I refer to him because I'm not a computer guy whatsoever.
Right, but you moderate the site, I guess, and edit and all of that stuff.
Well, we have a team of guys that do it all together. There's a girl named Melissa. There's another guy named Jeff and myself that moderate the site right now. And you know, we have a that's kind of an ever-changing thing. You know, you have guys that come in and they moderate for a while, then they get kind of burnt out, and then some new guys will come in and they'll do it for a while. It's physically impossible. There's so much traffic on there, it's physically impossible for one person to read it all, you know?
Right. Do you have any trouble? You know, the internet's a kind of crazy place sometimes with people being just jerks sometimes and all that. Do you have any problem with that, or are they all real good?
That's a loaded question there.
Well, you know, because I run a site too. You know, ParkerLiveOnline.com has a comment section underneath every article. And, you know, occasionally, you know how it is on the internet. It's the Wild West, the new frontier, you know?
Well, I read a statistic once that said somebody is 27 more times likely to say something negative on the internet than something positive.
Right.
Yeah.
And I firmly believe that. I will tell you what we do that's a little different. Instead of waiting for things to happen, we do what's called proactive moderating. So a lot of times we'll see a thread, and somebody will say something slightly inappropriate, and we'll kind of head it off at the pass before it goes to, I'm going to drive across the country and burn down your trailer.
Yeah, it gets snowball real quick.
Yeah, things can get a little out of hand. The only portion of my website that is really volatile is the politics section.
Yeah. That'll do it.
Yeah.
The only reason I have that is to keep it corralled in there and out of the main section.
That's actually a pretty good strategy.
Yeah, we go through a lot of effort to keep it positive. So.
Right. Yeah, it is. It is a great site, Dave. Good luck with this weekend and the race and everything and with the site. And I'm sure, I think I have a login, I think, on your site. And if I don't, then I will have one by tomorrow morning.
Well, absolutely, and I look forward to seeing you on the site, and I hopefully look forward to seeing you guys all down at the race. Stop by the pits and grab a T-shirt, and I'll buy you guys a beer if I see you.
Hey, absolutely,
all
Dave.
Right, I'm there.
I'll take you up on that, and I hope you feel better.
Yeah, we're working on it. It's coming race day here. We better feel better.
I tell you, this Ebola thing is a real scare. I mean, it's really... I mean, it's really...
That's the new rumor.
You know, a couple
That's
of weeks ago, rumor. Josh, I was actually wondering if I had it.
I would, too, because you've been sick. When we first spoke, it was weeks ago.
Yeah.
It was when you were first sick, but at that point you were like, I've been sick for a couple of weeks, so you've been sick for a while. I hope you get feeling better, man.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but my wife has had it for just as long, and so has my daughter.
I had it at the beginning of the year where it was like, man, I couldn't shake it for like 5 or 6 weeks, just kind of a, you know, Jeez. Nagging cough and just...
Right.
It's horrible.
It is horrible.
Jeez. Stick with it, Dave. Well, you'll get better.
I appreciate it, guys. We look forward to seeing you at the race, and keep up the good work on Parker Live Online, and... Hello to everybody out there. We're huge fans of the podcast.
It just sort of struck me, you know, that we probably have two of the bigger websites for this area. Speaking together right now is pretty cool.
Yeah, well, actually, I look forward to coordinating a little more with you in the future. You know, we're primarily focused around boating stuff, but I go on Parker Live every day to catch up to the latest and greatest news, you know?
Right. Yeah, and it's just kind of cool. It's a little bit of a meeting of the minds here going on. All right, awesome. Dave, hey, have a real good weekend, and good luck for the race, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, guys, we'll see you at Strokes on Friday night.
River Dave, my friends, riverdavesplace.com. You
Super
can
nice
sign
guy.
Up over there. He's got a hell of a site, huh?
It really is.
Yeah, huge amount of traffic going through that site.
There is a big connection between Josh Savino and music, and here to demonstrate that is Josh Savino.
Now, here's a little story I've got to tell about a chili cook-off you know so well. It's in November on the 15th, upriver at the park of our county. Paid a little money to get on in, smell a lot of chili, and it made me grin. There were lots of booths with salsa, too, so I stepped up to the guy with my tiny little spoon. One hungry Joshy I'd be at the park of river in La Paz County. Sun was shining down on my baseball cap. The beer chugging contest never went flat. I played some horseshoes. I viewed some classic trucks. The day's best chili will earn $500. It's chili cook-off time. November 15th at La Paz County Park. It's the Parker Area Chamber of Commerce 7th Annual Chili Cook-Off, Salsa Contest, Car Show, and Horseshoe Tournament. It's only $5 to get on in.
Nice.
You know how hard it was not to write an entire song about chili with that beat?
I know.
Like, I kept wanting to go more and more and
you
more.
You wanted to do it?
Of course you did, Josh.
Yeah.
So the story behind this is Josh.
Modern day Weird Al, I'm telling you.
I know. Well, Josh loves these song parodies, so when it was his turn to like write the ad for the chili cook-off, he shows up here 2 hours early for a show. And he's in there for 2.5 hours behind the glass while I'm doing my show. And I just see his head bobbing with the headphones on. And like every once in a while, too, I would dip in and just hear what you were
doing.
Would you? Yeah. Of course, he doesn't end up doing one Chili Cook-Off song parody. Why do one when you can do four?
It's the Parker Area Chamber of Commerce's 7th Annual Chili Cook-Off, November 15th at La Paz County Park.
I see chili beans. That's salsa too. Beer chugging friends. And flying horseshoes. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
That one.
We'll see you November 15th at La Paz County Park.
That's a little 30-second one. That's
nice. I like that.
Yeah, 30-second one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else you got here?
What else was there? There was another one. I'm All About That Bass, that song.
Oh, I like that song.
Okay. I'm all about the taste of chili. I'm all about the taste of chili. I'm all about the taste of chili. I'm all about the taste. Yes, it's Chili Cook-Off time, November 15th at La Paz County Park. It's the Parker Area Chamber of Commerce's 7th Annual Chili Cook-Off Salsa Contest, Car Show, Horseshoe Tournament, and Beer Chugging Contest. Entry forms are available at the Parker Area Chamber of Commerce.
It never gets old.
Nope.
Yeah. Shug it. Get it down. I ate the chili, but it did not give me the tooties.
That was just a fun one.
I don't even know what to say about that one.
It did not give me the tooties.
That
which is what they call gas in Jamaica.
Private.
Gas in Jamaica. Yeah.
Tooties, man.
So Luke is running a poker run, right?
Yeah, he does it every year for, it's a food drive.
Yeah.
So it's got a good theme.
It's at least a few years now he's been doing it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's always a fun time.
This is Luke.
What's happening, Luke?
Luke Marler.
Hey, Collins is here, too.
How are you doing, Luke?
Good.
So what is going on with this run, dude?
Saturday is the 7th annual food drive poker run that benefits the St. Vincent de Paul Food Bank here in Parker.
Where does it start at?
It starts at The Bar.
The Bar.
Which is on the Parker Strip.
Now, if some of the people are, up near Laughlin and that, in one of the stops is all the way up there. Can people start the run up there and kind of...
But we actually have a second. You can actually sign up and start at Hooch's, which is up in Golden Shores.
Yeah, that's what I was going for.
It's about 6 miles in off the I-40, exit 1.
Nice.
Well, another one's the Topak 66, which is that brand new building they just built right at exit 1.
Oh, that's Topak.
Cool.
Yeah.
All that good stuff. I'm going to have our local Albert with his food truck selling in the morning around 10. I've got a local band. They call themselves Currently Numb. They're going to start playing at 11.
All right.
Currently Numb?
Currently Numb. It's Terry Moses from the Old Macabre Band.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
Terry, yeah. We've played with him.
Yeah.
And they're going to play from 11 to 1. They're going to break down, and then Slightly Confused is going to start playing at 3 p.m.
So and Currently Numb and Slightly Confused.
And they're actually, Slightly Confused, actually going to play until about 12:30 at night.
That's a long set.
They're going to take a little long dinner break.
Right.
And so you guys have a raffle too, right?
We'll have a 50-50 raffle. We're actually going to have several different things of food. You guys might be the first to know this, but the old Lucky's Barbecue, which is now owned and operated by the bar, will be debuting on Saturday.
I did not know that they are now owned by the bar. I didn't know that.
Well, this is within the last 2 or 3 hours. It's breaking news.
Wow.
Breaking news.
Boom, boom, boom.
Well, I know he retired. I know old Lucky retired, huh?
The bar now owns the rights and all this stuff there for the Lucky's Barbecue.
Perfect.
It will be set up for all future use at the bar.
Great.
Very cool.
That is cool.
We will also have, Albert's going to be here in the morning with his trailer and then selling some fry bread to raise a little money as well throughout the day.
Oh, cool deal.
How many bikes are you anticipating?
I'm hoping to look at my pastures is about 150, 160.
Wow. Man, it is a good-sized thing, isn't it? Mike, are you going to be in this?
Oh, yeah. It's one of my favorite weekends.
Yeah.
It's just a good group of guys.
The fact that it ends up here, too, is really cool for you.
Yeah, and the party afterwards, after the poker run, good music, and it's a good vibe.
Right.
Fun deal.
And I do have run t-shirts, $20 a piece or $2 for $30.
Yeah, what Luke didn't tell you is I get a free T-shirt for plugging the run on the thing.
Nice.
All right.
On the podcast.
Yeah, nice.
That works.
That's a pretty good little backroom deal there. I like that. That's a little weird.
I think Mike forgot to tell me that.
Yeah.
Come to think of it, Mike didn't mention it.
Yeah.
I forget to tell people a lot of things. A
little wheeling and dealing in the back room there. Can someone join in a Toyota Prius?
If you have four wheels, two wheels, three wheels, or it's getting Halloween time, you can ride your broom, John.
It doesn't matter really, huh? It doesn't matter. If you don't have a hog, you're still in the club. That's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, just bring if you feel like being, you know,
we're not
charitable.
We're not biased by any means.
Right. So. Hey, are we on speaker?
You are on speaker.
And who's all listening?
We have Casey, which is a Wednesday night's famous bartender at the bar. We have Danny, which is Thursday night. We have a couple customers in here.
Mm-hmm. Aren't those two expecting a baby?
Oh, jeez.
I think that's regarding.
Or is that old news?
Aye, aye, aye.
She said she pleads the fifth.
Tell Casey your sugar daddy's getting a little upset with her. There's kind of rumors flying around town.
Before you guys, hang up on me, we did talk about the bar. We did talk about Hooch's and Golden Shores and Topox 66. The other stops include the office, bar, lounge in Lake Havasu City.
Great.
Our bar, Lake Havasu City. The Sandbar in Parker. And then, of course, Fox is on the Colorado River.
Perfect.
A lot of stops.
The office is a cool name for a bar, I think. Because you can say, yeah. Honey, I'm just going to the office.
I'm going to go to the office.
But, you know, she doesn't know what office you're talking about. You know what I mean, Luke?
Yeah, I think it's actually second to the bar for the fact that people are like, where are you going to go? I'm going to the bar.
Right.
It's kind of vague, huh?
Yeah, it is really vague. She can't hunt you down. See, that's the whole deal. That's the whole advantage right there.
I know, man. Deceiving. It's great.
Deceiving people is wonderful. Luke, say hi to everybody at the bar for us, and thanks for being on, man.
Hi, John. Hi, John.
Who is that? I don't know what's going on.
Everybody says hi. Everybody says hi. We can't thank you guys enough for this, and we'll see you guys tomorrow night.
Awesome. Thank you.
Great.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you there. Hey, can they yell really loudly at us?
All right, hold on one second. Ready?
All right, there
Sounds
we go.
Like
that's all we want.
Party and we're, crowd down there. At
we're
the
doing
bar,
about
huh?
three or four different shows at once here. All right, Luke, thanks much.
All right, you guys have a good night. Thank all you. Right.
That was like a three-shot yell, you know? Yeah. Four or five shots, and then it would have been louder.
All they needed
more
was
slurred.
A little...
It would be like, hey. You know?
Now, in lieu of... hold on, I need to get some weather here for Melissa to read.
Melissa's doing naked doing weather?
No.
Sacrifice your wife to naked weather.
No. Remember, they're not married. Their license isn't good here.
Those are rather clammy, Josh.
I've been waiting for this.
Josh, what is going on with that hand?
I was just touching her bare shoulder, John.
Now, just give us the weekend weather, and this is going to be fully clothed weather
this
by
is
Melissa.
Fully clothed
weather.
All right. So,
Let's do this, Melissa.
All right. So, Friday, October 24th, it's going to be lots of sunshine and unseasonably hot at 96 degrees with a low of 66.
That is
that
hot
night.
For late October. Holy crap.
Yeah, I think it is. And Saturday is going to be the same with a high of 96 and a low of 62, mostly sunny and very, very warm. Sunday is going to be breezy and warm at 89 degrees with a low of 57. I'm super excited about that. 57 degrees.
Sweatshirt.
Yeah.
Sweatshirt weather.
That is.
That might be the first time it's dipped down into the 50s, huh?
I'm going to get my boots out.
I'm liking that.
I'm going to get my boots on.
I'm going to get my boots
just the boots.
Out.
Thank you, Melissa, for fully clothed weather.
Fully clothed weather.
Thank you for that. Does anybody have anything to add to this episode of the Parker Livecast?
You know, not only is it the Enduro this weekend, but at the Blue Water Resort and Casino, it's also Cage Rage 8.
Oh, wow.
And local mixed bloods martial arts.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be, I think they have four fighters representing. I go with them once a week, once or twice a week, and I go over there and train, and it's a lot of fun. These guys are very disciplined and
they
tough
are.
Kids.
Saturday,
they
are. Also a Halloween carnival at for all the kids.
That's true. Halloween carnival at Blake School.
Yep.
It's all happening, really.
It's all happening. And then next weekend is homecoming on top of Halloween, on top of the
Red
Ribbon Week. Home Run Derby and another damn race.
Oh, my God.
Largest paddleboard race in America.
It just never stops.
Right here.
We'll talk about all of that next week.
Yep.
DownandDirtyShow.com for Jim Beaver's show. Josh, check him out at the Parker Area Tourism Facebook page. MelissaWrightPhotography.com. ParkerLiveOnline.com. See Michael Collins' wonderful media contributions. And I'll take ParkerLiveOnline.com as well. How about that?
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks so much. We'll see you next week.